Right. Now, I think it must be about 5 years ago, I spoke to this gentleman for the first time, Martin Regan. Martin, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Martin, you're a campaigner for, indeed, home safety after the loss of your own grandson, little Dean Regan Russell. He died back in 2011, the victim of the blind cords. And sadly, other families have been affected since. But you probably don't know how many lives have been saved as a result of the ongoing campaign to make homes safer. And there's a new video that's available. We've tweeted a link to it there at U105 Radio. And it's a heartbreaking video where indeed you see a family all enjoying the fun of a get together, and the little toddler goes into the front room and gets entangled in the blind cords. You're very keen to highlight this as a safety issue, Martin.
I am indeed, Frank. And again, thank you very much for allowing me on your show to promote this video. As you say yourself, it's a very harrowing video, but it has to be hard-hitting to get the message across how easy it is for these accidents to happen, and the precautions that need to be taken in the home for child safety.
And it is so easy to take the precautions. On the video, you will see the little clips that you can put on the side of the window to keep the cords out of the reach of a toddler.
Yes, that is right. They're freely available now in most good hardware shops and window blind suppliers. And since the law was changed in European legislation, all new blinds must come supplied with these clips, and people install them in your home must put them up as well.
There will be mums, dads, grannies, grandas looking around their house now and seeing cords that are hanging down, and very possibly they'll be minding the child later on today. What's your advice to those listeners?
Exactly as you say, Frank, have a look around your house. Have a look at your window cords, not only window cords, but cables coming from televisions, telephones, etc. Make them safe, well out of the reach of children. Put the clips on your window cords, and keep furniture well away from the window where a child can't climb close to a window and get tangled in the cords.
Martin, for you as a campaigner, I know you get benefit and solace from being involved in the project, but there's no getting away from the real heartache, the real tragedy that your family went through 5 years ago.
Well, Dean had his accident on the 2nd of January in 2011. Sadly passed away on the 7th. Still very heartbreaking, still very raw. But very shortly after Dean's death, I decided that I was going to try and do something about it. And your show was my first point of call. And thanks to yourself, it really took off, the campaign, and grew momentum ever since.
Well, Martin, as I say, there's an open door policy here, and I know a lot of other broadcasters are the same now with that, to get the message out to all homeowners not to have those dangling cords or loose cords generally in the house when children are around. Not to have them full stop is the best advice, because you never know when a child might come to call. Thank you, Martin, for letting us know about this new video, and we highly recommend that people have a look at it, and it is available in practically every language that is spoken in this part of the world. Thanks for your time this morning, Martin.
It is indeed, Frank. And Frank, may I just say one more thing there before you go? If I could ask your listeners, please, whenever they do watch the video, this is all going out through social media. If they could share it through their own friends and family, the more people share this, the more people gets to see it and highlights the cause a lot better.
Absolutely, and we've tweeted it there at U105 Radio. It'll be up on our Facebook page, up on our website as well. And take a couple of moments and just look at it, and then have a look around your house and make your own home safer.